Hey everyone, we're diving deep into Rico CloudStream. And you know, you've already got the tech know-how, the CloudStream basics, which is awesome because we're about to get into some real nitty-gritty, the architecture and how Rico keeps your data safe.
Yeah.
Expert speaker, you're our CloudStream guru for today. What's your experience with it?
Well, I've helped a lot of organizations, you know, really get to grips with CloudStream, especially making sure everything's buttoned up tight on the security and compliance side. I love taking tech that seems complicated and making it clear as day.
I love to hear it. So, listener, buckle up for a deep dive into CloudStream architecture and security, because you're about to become an expert. Now, CloudStream isn't a one-size-fits-all thing. You've got choices.
Right. So many options.
Rico hosting, self-hosting, even a hybrid approach.
Exactly. You've got that flexibility.
And it works with pretty much everything. Windows, Mac, Linux, even Chrome.
Yeah. It's designed to be super versatile.
But let's get into the how. We've got direct print, edge printing with a local gateway, and pure cloud printing. Let's start with direct print. What's the rundown?
Direct print. Think of it like your express lane for printing. Streamlined, no fuss, no need to worry about embedded licenses, no more messing with print servers. If you need straightforward printing, direct print is usually the way to go.
So if you want it fast and simple, direct print might be your new best friend. But what about organizations that need their data handled on site, like it's top secret information? That's where that local gateway or edge printing comes in, right?
You got it. It's all about keeping that data safe and sound within the organization's own network. Like, think of it as a high security courier. The information never leaves the premises, which is perfect for those strict data residency rules. Game changers, especially for organizations really prioritizing privacy.
Okay, so we've got direct print for simplicity and edge printing for serious security. But what about pure cloud printing? It sounds super flexible, but I'm guessing there might be some trade-offs.
Yeah, you're right. Pure cloud printing is super flexible, but it does have a few quirks. You're relying more on client storage, which isn't ideal for everyone. And reporting accuracy can be a bit tricky because it's based on that initial print job, not necessarily what actually prints out in the end. So yeah, it's a fantastic option for some, but knowing those nuances is key.
Gotcha. Flexibility, but with a side of proceed with caution. Now let's switch gears a bit and talk device management versus print and scan. Sound kind of similar, but I have a feeling there are some big differences underneath.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine needing to update software on all your printers across multiple locations all at once. That's device management doing its thing. Firmware updates, security patches, even troubleshooting problems remotely. It's about keeping everything humming along smoothly.
So device management is like the control center for all the devices.
Mm-hmm.
Where does print and scan come in then?
Print and scan is all about you, the user, how you interact with those devices. Like, you need to scan a document and send it straight to your email. That smooth, seamless experience, that's print and scan making life easier. Secure printing, mobile printing, setting up those customized workflows. It's all about making printing and scanning as easy as possible.
So device management is the behind-the-scenes hero, and print and scan is the user-friendly interface.
Got it. And there's this tool, the DM agent. What's so special about it?
Think of the DM agent as your onboarding specialist for new devices. It's like, welcome to the team. Here's your ID badge. Let me introduce you to everyone. Especially helpful when you've got a whole bunch of printers to manage. Streamlines everything.
Makes sense. Okay, listener, we've looked at the landscape, the different ways CloudStream operates, and the differences between device management and print and scan. Now let's get to the big one, security. And I think it's safe to say Rico takes this very seriously.
Oh, absolutely. Security is not just an afterthought. It's baked into the DNA of the platform. It's like they built their foundation on security, then built Fort Knox on top. So how does that actually work in the real world? How does data travel within CloudStream?
Okay, picture this. You send a print job, right?
Yeah.
And you're using edge printing and that local gateway. Your data, it stays put right there on your network. Only the bare minimum need to know details, go to the cloud, just letting the system know, hey, job's done. That's data minimization, and it's fantastic for privacy.
Data minimization. It's like only sharing what's absolutely necessary, which is kind of refreshing these days. And what about zero trust? It's a buzzword these days, but I feel like Rico sees it as way more than that.
Oh, totally. Zero trust is ingrained in the CloudStream philosophy. Think of it like having a security checkpoint at every single door. Every user, every device, every single interaction has to prove it's trustworthy. Constant verification.
No more blind trust.
Exactly.
Love it. And to make things even better, CloudStream speaks the language of security using those industry standard protocols, HTTPS, MTLS, and TLS 1.3. Can you break those down for us?
Think of them as your security guards for data in transit. HTTPS scrambles your data so it's gibberish to anyone snooping around. Then there's MTLS, making sure both sides of the conversation are legit, no fakes allowed. And TLS 1.3, that's the newest, strongest encryption protocol, like giving your data an invisibility cloak.
Okay, so we've got the data itself under wraps, but what about who has access to it? How does CloudStream handle authentication and authorization, making sure the right people get the keys to the castle?
CloudStream has a whole buffet of authentication methods, LDAP, OIDC, SAMLS, SSO, even those good old service accounts. It's all about working seamlessly with what organizations already have, making security as easy as possible.
No need to reinvent the wheel, just make sure those wheels are seriously secure. You mentioned API keys before. What's their role in keeping things locked down?
API keys are like those backstage passes for different parts of CloudStream. Only those with the right key get through, preventing access to sensitive data or functions they shouldn't have. It's like security on a need-to-know basis.
So even internal communication is buttoned up. Love to hear it. Now, data encryption, we've touched on it, but can you dig a little deeper into how it works in CloudStream?
Think of data encryption as that extra layer of protection, like wrapping your data in an unbreakable code. Whether it's moving between systems or just sitting on a server, it's always encrypted, indecipherable without the right keys, like a digital vault for your info.
Data in transit, data at rest, it's all covered. That makes sense. But sometimes it's us humans who mess things up. What does CloudStream do to combat, you know, human error or even intentional misuse?
You're totally right. Human error is a real thing. That's why CloudStream has some really clever tricks up its sleeve. Strong password policies are a must know more password 123. And then there's two-factor authentication, that extra layer of security that's becoming the norm. A little bit of extra effort for a lot more peace of mind.
Like adding an extra lock to your front door. A little inconvenient, but way more secure. Speaking of security measures, what about audit logs? What's their role in all of this?
Think of audit logs like security cameras for your data. They keep track of who accessed what, when, and from where. If anything suspicious happens, you can retrace the steps, see exactly what went down. It's all about accountability.
So it's not just about preventing security issues, but also having a record if something does happen, which leads us to incident response. How does CloudStream help organizations if a breach does occur?
That's where SIEM systems come in. Imagine a central security command center for your entire IT network. That's CESIM. And because CloudStream can connect with it, you get this amazing overview, allowing you to spot and respond to threats incredibly quickly.
It's like having a 247 digital security team. Talk about peace of mind. Clearly, Ricoh takes CloudStream security very seriously. We've covered encryption, authentication, audit logs, but technology never stands still. How does Ricoh stay ahead of the game?
You've got to stay up to date. And that's why Ricoh regularly releases those CloudStream updates. Security enhancements, bug fixes, new features. It's like giving your system a regular tune-up. Because in the cybersecurity world, you've got to be one step ahead of the bad guys.
You can't just install CloudStream and forget about it. You've got to stay proactive, just like updating your phone's operating system for those crucial security patches. Speaking of staying ahead, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll wrap up with some final thoughts on why this all matters and what you can take away from today's deep dive. We're back, and listener, we've covered a ton of ground about how Ricoh designed CloudStream with security front and center. But let's cut to the chase. Why should you care? What's the big takeaway from all this tech talk?
Well, in today's digital world, data is like gold. And unfortunately, that means cyber criminals are always on the lookout for ways to snatch it up.
Yeah, it's a digital gold rush.
Exactly. And the attacks. They're getting sneakier, more sophisticated all the time. It doesn't matter if you're running a small business, heading up an IT department, or just someone who prints out a document now and then. Understanding security is just crucial these days.
It's not just about those massive data breaches you see in the news anymore. Everyone's a potential target.
Exactly. And that's where choosing a solution like CloudStream, something built from the ground up with security as a top priority, well, that makes a world of difference. Knowing how your data moves through the system, the different scenarios, the sheer amount of security built in, that's what gives you the confidence that your data is truly protected.
It's about being informed, right? Yeah. Asking those questions, not just assuming everything's okay.
100%. You've got to be your own advocate when it comes to data security. Yeah. And that's really what this whole deep dive is about. We're giving you the knowledge, the tools to do just that.
Now, we've talked a lot about where CloudStream security is today, but what about the future? What's coming down the pipeline in the world of print security that our listeners should be aware of?
Oh, that's a great question. One thing that's just becoming more and more important is endpoint security. Because think about it, you've got more devices than ever connecting to networks. And all those printers, those multifunction devices, they're juicy targets for hackers. So we're going to see a much bigger focus on locking down those endpoints.
Makes sense. Building stronger defenses at every point of entry.
Exactly. And it's not just about building stronger walls. It's also about detecting those intrusions early on before they become major breaches. We might even see AI playing a bigger role in outsmarting those bad actors.
So it's not just about the data itself, but also about securing every single device that touches that data, every link in the chain.
You got it. Another big trend that's really gaining traction is this move toward cloud-native security solutions. It makes sense, right? As more organizations embrace the cloud, those traditional security tools that live on site, well, they just aren't as effective. Cloud-based security, that offers much more comprehensive protection.
And it can adapt as needed.
Exactly. It can scale up or down, making it ideal for this ever-changing digital landscape. It's almost like the cloud itself is becoming a security hub.
So much potential.
There really is. Oh, and I can't forget about blockchain. It's been making waves everywhere, and print security is no exception. Think about it. Blockchain offers this tamper-proof way to keep tabs on print jobs, making sure that the right people are accessing the right information.
It's like having that digital paper trail.
Exactly. A digital chain of custody for all your important documents. So yeah, between blockchain, cloud-native security, and that renewed focus on endpoint protection, well, the future of print security is going to be very, very interesting.
I'm ready for it. It sounds like things are only going to get more secure, more sophisticated.
I think so, too. And for all our listeners out there, my advice is simple. Stay in the loop. Ask questions. Don't settle for anything less than the best when it comes to security from your tech vendors. Your data deserves that much.
Couldn't agree more. And that's a wrap on our deep dive into Ricoh CloudStream. We explored the architecture, the security, all the things that make it tick.
It was a great discussion.
We hope you walked away feeling informed, empowered, and maybe even a bit excited about the future of print security.
And hey, we'd love to keep the conversation going.
Absolutely.
Hit us up on social media.
Let us know what questions you have.
What resonated with you?
Until next time, stay curious and stay secure. We've talked a lot about how Ricoh made CloudStream this security fortress, but let's bring it back around. Why does this all matter? What's the takeaway for you listening?
It boils down to this. Data is the new gold.
Right. It's valuable.
And those cybercriminals, they know it, which means they're always trying to find a way in. And the attacks, they're getting more and more advanced. So whether you're a small business owner, an IT pro, or just someone who prints a document every now and then, well, understanding this stuff is so important now.
It's not just about those huge headline-grabbing data breaches anymore, is it? Anyone can be a target these days.
Exactly. And that's where having a solution like CloudStream, something designed with security in mind from day one, can really make a difference. Knowing how your data flows, those different printing scenarios, all those security measures working behind the scenes, that gives you confidence. Confidence that your data is really protected.
So it's about asking those questions, being informed.
Yeah.
Right? Not just blindly trusting.
Absolutely. You've got to be your own data security advocate. And honestly, that's what we're all about here, giving you the knowledge to do just that.
Love it. Well, expert speaker, this has been a fantastic deep dive into Ricoh CloudStream.
It really has.
Architecture, security, thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk shop.
And listener, we hope you're walking away feeling empowered, informed, ready to tackle those print security challenges. Until next time, stay curious out there.